action. Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the LA Live Muscle Podcast. Okay, today we're going to have Julie Hubbard right now. She's joining us today. We're in Venice Beach, California, right now at Venice Beach Labor Day Muscle Competition, okay? And right now we're going to let Julie come in, and she's going to tell us about herself and what brings her straight from the UK. She's here from United Kingdom. She's done several shows, and I'm going to let her talk and tell us, or tell you exactly about herself. Julie, go right ahead.
Yeah. So, I've come over from the UK to compete at this show and also the UMBA IPU Universe last weekend. And that was the main show that I was focusing on this year. And this happened to be a week after, so we decided to stay and do this competition as well.
Oh, that's great, because it sounds like you've been having a lot of fun. So that's been, you've been here for about 2 weeks now, right?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, so what made you decide to do a UMBA IPE pro competition?
Basically, it's my favorite federation. So I probably designed my whole year based around doing this show, that show. Right. Just because it's so well organized, there doesn't seem to be any politics, everyone's always so friendly. So for me, it's worth traveling just to do that show.
Okay, thank you. Well, if everyone's wondering, we're at a restaurant right now, doing right after prejudging, and we're doing this interview right here live, okay, people? So we just wanted to let you know why so much talking in the background, because we are out on location. Okay, so let me tell you, so what brings you to decide to do this Venice Beach show? Okay, and to let our listeners know that Julie Hubbard is, how many times have you won?
Three times,
so she's a three times IPE Pro winner, so we're just letting you know that she knows her stuff. Okay, so how many years have you been in the industry?
I've been competing for 8 years, but I've actually been working in the industry for too long that I want to say, really. I'll show my age.
It's okay, because that's what we want. We want to inspire everyone here.
Okay, yeah. So, I've been in the industry since I was 21, and I'm
okay.
42 now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 42 young, okay?
Yeah, true.
Just reverse it. You're 24.
I like that idea.
Okay. So what are your goals now?
My goals, firstly, to do as well as I can today at this show. And then next year, to come back and see if I can retain that bigger title.
Oh, yes. We'll be looking for it at the UMBA next UMBA organization, IPE Pro. So I've heard that you were trying to put together a team in the UK to come.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that idea.
Okay, well, obviously I've come out the last 2 years on my own. I like to come and see what a federation's like. And if you're going to bring a team, you want to be confident that it's the right show to bring people, because it's a long way to travel and it's expensive to travel. So one of my clients had been competing in the fitness category. She's decided to switch to figure, so I suggested she came out and gave this show a try.
Okay.
And it went really well. We made a good team of two. She won the amateur figure, so okay. I was really proud of her. And then as soon as we got home from the show and I started putting some posts up online, I had a few other people ask me about coming out to do next year's.
So great.
I think we're going to have a big team next year.
Well, I know. Next time, we're going to Skype you two next episode, and we're going to talk to her and see what she feels about the competition stuff, okay?
Absolutely.
So we'll get back with that later.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for to try to get a team out here? Are you going to do any fundraisers or anything like that to try to be able to offset the cost to come?
Well,
you got that any works?
Initially, I have been looking at promoting my own show back in the UK. So then I could select a team off that and use any money that we raise from that show to help fund people to come out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's still very early days yet, so I'm hoping we'll be able to find a way to help fund the team to come out.
Oh, well, we're hoping and pray for the best for that. Just a couple of more questions we have. So what are your thoughts about the sport today compared to a few years ago? You know, what do you think? What do you think, how the competitors are, how the fitness industry is? You know, just give me your honest opinion. Yes.
Okay. Encouraged a lot of women to start the sport and get healthy. So I think in general the new categories are a positive thing. However, I'm also seeing some negative sides of the new classes, in that there's a lot of bikini girls being coached like mini bodybuilders, mm-hmm. and they're coming out of it just with adrenal fatigue, with hormones out of balance, body dysmorphic issues, and I'm seeing sort of a darker side of the sport. And as a coach, I deal with this with clients coming from other coaches who maybe had a bad experience, and they want to find a more holistic, healthful way to compete. So I embrace the new categories, and I like the fact that the sport is growing. But it's balanced, because I'm seeing some negative fallout from how big the sport's got so quickly. It's almost like the sport hasn't had time to catch up with it.
Right, yeah. And that's absolutely true, because I've, even in my experience as a coach and personal trainer, is that we do see a lot of that happening, because a lot of people bodies have just really went in reverse after going through so much trauma, getting ready for shows and stuff, and the things that other coaches and stuff have going on. Okay, well, thanks for that one. And let's see, we got just a few more questions. And so on that note, so how do you think we can make this better, though?
I think there shouldn't be a rush to get on stage initially. I think maybe coaches should, I know when you decide you want to compete, you just want to get on stage really quickly, but I think it's down to coaches to really encourage athletes just to spend a bit more time getting ready, building a base, getting some good advice before they kind of rush into a category. And also for the federations, when they're doing workshops, to really help guide the women into the pitfalls to avoid, and just helping find the right category and the right shows.
True. Okay, that sounds great, because a lot of people are rushing to get on stage, and they're chasing pro cars so much now, instead of getting ready and building a great foundation before they even start competing. And in turn, they don't matter. It doesn't matter to them what shortcuts they take. And that's the sad part of this industry, because lately we have seen a lot of people with health issues, let alone a lot of deaths, you know, prior to their shows and stuff. And we want to let everyone know, you know, just allow yourself time to build your foundation, because that foundation will go and carry through more than one show. It's a lifetime show if you plan on wanting to make this a career.
I mean, I'm on my 8th year, and I have no plans on stopping, but I'm seeing people burn out after like mm-hmm. 2 or 3 shows, and I'm on show 64 today, so...
Wow, yeah. Right. Oh, you said you don't see any signs of stopping. I don't know if your husband right next to you would agree on that.
Keila had 2 goals because she's also a sprinter, former World Masters 200 meter champion.
Right.
So she has 2 100 goals. She wants to do 100 bodybuilding shows.
Wow.
And she's on 64 at the moment. And she wants to do 100 meters 100 years when she's 100 years old. So I might see the 100 bodybuilding shows.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be around to see the 100 meters.
Right.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, good luck
I've
on that one.
I've just not lived long enough to do it. But right. I'll take 100 meter world record.
Okay. Well, now we're just going to say goodbye to Julie and her husband, and thank them for coming from the UK to do the UNBA show, IPE Pro competition, and now at the Venice Beach Show, because we got to let them eat, because she's just finished prejudging and she needs to eat. So we want to thank her, and we'll get back with you later. So everybody, thank you again. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
And thank you, world for listening to us. So we'll talk with you soon. See you in the next episode. Stay tuned for another episode of LA Muscle Podcast.